Hey, dear ones, did you know that you have a built-in compass guiding you to your soul mission with all the tools you need to fulfill that soul mission? Sound exciting? Then join me for a Soul Blueprint, the only certification program that reveals how to amplify your five spiritual gifts so you can consciously create a life and business of massive soul aligned success. Enroll now at AllisonScammell.com/soul blueprint. And you can find that link in the show notes. Hey there, dear ones. This episode for you today is brought to you by one of my triggers. When I get triggered, I know I have a wound to heal. I have an insight, a tweak, a refine, an alignment and adjustment. And maybe, just maybe, I have a podcast episode that's ready to be birthed. And I got triggered when I was scrolling my old Facebook news feeds and I saw someone advertising their program called DFY Organic Leads. And I was just like, what? Done for you, organic leads? So I clicked. And basically, you could pay her and her team to gin up organic leads for you. And I just thought this is an entirely misrepresentation of leads, and these are actually paid leads. This is not organic. If I want to organically connect to you, it is a connection directly from me to you. If I were to hire a middleman, say this organization or this, say this company or Facebook or Google to run ads, those are paid leads, and there's nothing wrong with that. I believe in paid leads. But it's not organic, and it's got a whole different connection. So to say these were DFY Organics leads was indeed misleading. And here's my thing about organic leads. They are a time investment. There's no question. They are not a money investment like ads would be, but they are a time investment. But it is a time investment that will return to you and your business for the rest of your days. And think about it. Isn't it the reason you started your business in the first place? To have the opportunity to experience real connection to people and to truly serve people and connecting to them organically to create leads who get excited about joining your community and eventually investing in your offerings. This is the result of having a really proper soul aligned organic lead strategy. And that's what we'll be unpacking in today's super powerful Soul Guide Radio episode. So in today's episode, I reveal why you never want your organic leads done for you, the right way to approach organic leads, and how to use true connection to have soul clients falling out of the sky and into your offerings. I'll end on an invitation that will enable you to craft the best strategy for your business to attract the perfect organic leads the soul-guided way. So please be sure to stay with me until the end. Welcome to Soul Guide Radio, a podcast for soul-guided leaders, influencers, and entrepreneurs here to bring about change on a massive level. We'll explore how you can activate your big soul mission, amplify your spiritual gifts, and clear the energy blocks weighing you down so you can gain unstoppable momentum in life and business. I'm Allison Scammell, your host and soul guide. Hello, Soul Guide Circle. That is the name of this global community of soul-guided leaders, influencers, and entrepreneurs. In the Soul Guide Circle, we are pursuing our soul-guided dreams while lifting up humanity. Find a link to join our closed Facebook group at AllisonScammell.com or in the show notes. Today, we're talking about why organic leads are never done for you. Now, listen, there are only two kinds of leads. A lead being someone who would opt into your community, your mailing list, follow you on social, get connected to you in some way, who is a good candidate to be a potential client or customer. That's what they call a lead. And there are only two kinds. There are paid leads you pay for via ads or this woman's program I saw, or organic. And those are connections that you make through organic means. Now, Paid leads require more money. Organic leads require more time. And especially if you're on the newer side of business or your business is not producing the revenue you would wish it to, I recommend carving out the time to generate organic leads, as this is one of the most powerful ways, truly, to gain energetic momentum in your business. Templates can work. So let's say you're reaching out to people via email. I actually do recommend drafting templates. Like, let's say you have a PDF guide and you've thought of a few people in your network who you thought could be potential clients and would really benefit from your PDF guide. I would then create a template that said, "Hey, dear Susie, I have this amazing PDF guide that I think you'll love. It's a free resource. It's my gift to you. Let me know what you think." Like, the first reach out should be more of like just about connection. There should never be an ask in the first reach out unless they've asked you point blank to tell them about your offerings. Then it's okay to say, "Hey, here are my offerings." But if you're just connecting to someone for the first time or one of the first times, give them a gift. Make it a true, authentic connection without being, importantly, in the energy of not expecting anything in return. You're just giving someone a gift because you thought that they could really benefit from that. You can hire copywriters to help you with your template. That is okay. And there are copywriters out there who are really good at writing copy that really helps you connect to people. But I highly recommend infusing your energy into the copy. You know, start, you know, take the template and zhuzh it so it's your energy, your words, maybe a personal story. "Hey, I was, you know, driving my daughter to gymnastics and I thought of you." Maybe you're reaching out to a mother who has kids the same age as your kids. Maybe you start with a story about kids and say, "How are your kids doing?" Think about organic connection the way you would reach out to an old friend. That's really these first touch connections. This is way before you get into any pitching. And if you really do treat it as a true, "Hey, I'm in this to connect, and I'm in this to serve, and I'm not at this point in the relationship expecting anything in return," the person on the receiving end is going to feel that. No matter how many emails she gets pitching her this, that, or the other thing, no matter how saturated the market is that you work in, she is going to appreciate that you reached out to her in the spirit of true organic connection and in service to her. Okay? And this gets us super nicely to the right way to approach organic leads. Your soul clients are looking to connect with your energy. So that's why it never matters how saturated a market gets, because she's out there looking to connect to you, usually without realizing it. And because of that, you have to put out, and I have to put out, and we all have to put out a strong and consistent signal for them to find us. We have to put out a strong and consistent energetic signal for our soul clients to find us. And so organic lead connection can help you to do that. And I highly recommend you establish, refortify, or up-level, depending on where you are on your journey, a customer relationship management system, or CRM. Now, if you've got some right face in human design arrows, you're going to want to be free-flowing with this and make it very simple. Do it on a Google Sheets. Do it in a journal. Write down some notes. But this is some sort of system that enables you to track these organic leads. When you last reached out to them, what you sent them, reminding you, importantly, to follow up again. Because I'm telling you, and because the market is getting more and more saturated, it's getting rarer and rarer for the sale to ever be in the sale, in the sales email, or in the sales masterclass. More and more and more and more sales are coming in the follow-up. It is absolutely in the follow-up where the sales come. And I'm seeing this more and more and more and more in my own business. I do a masterclass, I sell the thing, and I don't get hardly any signups. But I go through and say, see who's clicking, who do I know who has mentioned that they're looking for something like what I'm offering, and I send a follow-up email, and the sales and the signups come in the follow-up emails. Now, if you have a left-facing human design arrows and you like systems and systems make you feel more organized, I have a lot of left-facing arrows, so systems get me excited, I would go and consider a more advanced CRM system. I use ActiveCampaign, for example, for my mailing list management, and they have a super good CRM. And I love my ActiveCampaign CRM. I have it set up very sophisticatedly because I've been at this for a while and I really actually enjoy doing it. And this is a system that just works for me. And I get it all the time. Someone says, I'm in the middle of a launch. A client emails me and says, oh my God, I love this. Let me know when you offer it again because now is just not the right time. I know I'm offering it again in 4 months. So I go to my CRM system, I put a note in with a due date, and that due date's going to automatically ping up to me to say, write Susie in 4 months and say, hey, I'm offering this thing again. And you better believe I would not remember to do that had I not put the note in the system. Those follow-ups are where the signups are. And as I said, it's getting to be more and more and more the case. The days of the one and done are over, where you just send out a couple sales emails and you get a bunch of signups. I mean, I never really had that experience, but I have some peers who have really strong copywriting skills. So they've talked about the days where they could just send out a couple sales emails and get a bunch of signups. I really think that those days are shifting, and it's shifting and evolving to something a bit more sophisticated, which is what all markets do, to a more organic approach where you're following up with folks and saying, hey, how are you doing? Hey, I've got this thing that's going to solve a problem for you. Would you like to hear about it? Okay. And now that little pitch right there is something that you would offer after you've created that organic connection, right? So you've sent them the free PDF guide. You've had some back and forth. Then you have an offer coming up and you think this person that you sent the PDF guide to would be the perfect fit. That's when you follow up with the email that says, I'm so happy you love my PDF guide. Hey, if you want to go deeper with this content, I have this offer coming up. You'd be the perfect fit. Let me know if you'd like to hear about it. The most magical words in sales, getting their permission. Let me know if you'd like to hear about it. If your sense is accurate that this person is a potential soul client or you feel a potential connection with them, there is about a 100% chance they're going to say yes, or they might say yes, although I'm a bit busy right now, maybe I'll catch it next time. But you'll get some sort of nod in the yes category. Doesn't mean that they're going to sign up, but it does mean that they're going to want to hear about it. And the more someone hears about your offerings and the more they feel yes energy around your offerings, the more likely they will to eventually click on that sign up button. I believe in my heart, one of the most powerful things you can do to grow a soul-led business that's a consistent source of joy and revenue is to carve out time each week for organic connection. And so this is the process of prospecting, where you're reaching out to prospective clients, but also peers and partners. Organic connection is about so much more than reaching out to prospective clients. It's about reaching out to those people who also have audiences where you may have prospective clients. And that's when you really put some fuel on your organic connection processes by connecting to peers and offering to do collaborations. And when you're thinking about reaching out to peers, it's not about how much can I take from them, how much exposure can I get from them. You want to lead with, what value can I add to this peer's network? This peer has a network, she's creating stuff for it. What value can I add to it? And when you reach out to prospective partners, lead with that. Dear so-and-so, I love the work you're doing in the world. I think our stuff really complements each other. You want to look for where stuff complements and doesn't compete. I mean, I get pitches all the time, more and more and more, from people wanting to be guests on Soul Guide Radio. You have to fill out a pretty detailed podcast guest form to be considered. And guess what the first question is I read? It's not how many social followers they have. It's what topic they are pitching to talk about. What's the topic? And if somebody is talking about the exact same stuff I'm talking about, it told me they probably didn't really listen to Soul Guide Radio. They're just blindly pitching a bunch of podcasts, and I'm one of them. And I don't want anybody who's going to compete with my voice. You're already getting what I teach from me, right? I'm looking for someone who's going to complement this. You know, I just had a guest talking about gene keys. I don't know about gene keys, but I know about human design. But like, I think that I could learn about gene keys and you could learn about gene keys. And that could really be a cool complement to the Soul Guide Radio platform. What's going to add value that I don't know about or I'm not talking about? Then I also get people pitching to be on Soul Guide Radio, and they're talking about like all sorts of crazy things that doesn't really have anything to do with my platform and the mission of Soul Guide Radio. And they might have a million followers on Facebook, but if their audience isn't interested, and more importantly, you're not interested in what they have to offer, then it's not a good fit. And it's a waste of my time, and it's a waste of their time. And again, I think it's just people, you know, looking for any opportunity to be on a podcast without doing the homework and not connecting first with my podcast, my labor of love. So it's those people who actually listen to an episode or two, read the mission of the Soul Guide Radio to say, like, who am I here to serve? And how can they add value by complementing and not competing with what it is I'm already offering? And those are the people I say yes to being guests on this podcast. Another really, really powerful way, super powerful way to generate organic leads is through guest gig opportunities. Doing what I'm just talking about, pitching yourself to be a guest on someone's podcast, in someone's summit, in someone's program, pitching yourself to be a guest teacher. Oh my gosh, this is truly one of the most powerful ways to make true lasting organic connection. So as part of your weekly prospecting, I would include research, creating a list of the different ways that you can pitch yourself to be guests. I think when it comes to guest gigs, a lot of us fall in the trap of waiting to be discovered, waiting to be found. Let me tell you, it just doesn't work that way. Even among the really big name coaches, a lot of them are still pitching. They're still creating their own stages. They're still asking, hey, can I step on your stage for a while? So include this as part of your weekly prospecting, different places for you to pitch yourself to add your expertise and add value to another community. And as you're doing this prospecting, I promise your soul clients will always be happy you tried to connect with them, no matter how busy or saturated by other offers they're feeling. And if someone gets annoyed by you reaching out to them, be thankful because you just weeded out someone who will likely never buy from you. So let's get into how to use the organic connection process to have soul clients falling out of the sky and into your offerings. It starts by noticing the connections to people that feel most potent, easeful, and in alignment for you. Those are your people. Those are your soul clients. With soul clients, there's always an ease to it. It doesn't mean it's easy. You can sometimes have challenges with a soul client that you need to work through, but there's always an ease. It feels powerful. It feels like an energetic charge, your connection, and there's a real alignment. So think back to the people that you've connected to in the past where you've felt some of that or a lot of that. How can you get into that energy? Just spend time in that energy. Ask the universe to send you more people like that. Yes, more of that, please. Tap into that energy often. Tap into that energy before you create something. Tap into that energy and talk to it. You're tapping into the energetic connection of your soul client avatar. Ask about her pain points, her desires, her needs. Create content around it. If you're someone who feels like you're not intuitive enough to do that, I promise you, you are. When you're not sure, take your best guess. I'd love to take you through the process right now, and I'm thinking of a soul client that I connected to earlier in the year. And please know, like, I have had so many, I've just been blessed with so many soul clients throughout the years where I've had this magical, creative, energetic spark with. And I'm just thinking about this one person. She came into my world. We had a mutual friend, and she just said, oh my gosh, Allison, your stuff is just speaking to me. I'd love to invest, but I just really can't. I'm not financially able. And I said, hey, no problem. I think that's, you know, a real hallmark of a soul client. It really quickly becomes not about the money. It just becomes about the energetic connection. And I felt zero attachment to her ever signing up for anything, but I was always just in the back of my mind, like, how can I serve her? How can I do something to add value to her experience? And then one day I noticed she bought Sleep and Grow Rich from me. And that's a meditation mini course I offer that teaches you how to tap into the ultimate nighttime mindfulness and manifesting practice. So you can really start manifesting and consciously creating your dreams and desires before you go to bed at night. And a couple days later, after she purchased it, she started reporting all these amazing results to me. And it was just fantastic. And I was able to use her feedback as a testimonial. And that was really powerful because she's a soul client. And those are the testimonials you want to put out there because that's the most powerful energetic spark that people are going to, you know, new prospective clients that are thinking about buying Sleep and Grow Rich, they're going to read that and they're going to feel that. They're going to feel the spark and that's going to get them excited to buy it. And I just feel in my heart that she and I are going to have a long-term relationship together. She is also a business owner. I am also planning to buy some stuff from her. She does something completely different than what I do. And I think I am her soul client as well. So this energetic exchange is going to go back and forth in ways that go so far beyond money. It's tapping into super abundance. The super abundance of money is just one thing, but there's love and creativity and connection and contribution and just we're going to help each other create massive results and joy and love in each other's lives. This is what true soul clientship looks like. Okay, so I do my podcast episodes in bundles of four to submit them to my podcast editor, and I have one left to record, and I'm not exactly sure what I'm going to do yet, and I have ideas, but I'm going to tap into this particular soul client because she's the one that's my intuition is giving me. I'm going to create the episode for her. And if you're a member of my soul audience, then you're also connected to this energy. So I'm also going to be at the same time tapping into your desires, pains, and needs so that I can craft for you an episode that's truly going to serve you on your path. I expect nothing in return from you, only if your heart nudges you to say, I want to go deeper with Allison, maybe invest in one of her programs to really learn about some of the stuff she's teaching at the next level, then I would be more than thrilled to serve you deeper if you're feeling called. Okay, so I take a few deep breaths, sink into the body, connect to my heart space, and I'm going to set the intention to connect to this particular soul client avatar. And I'm just going to ask her, what topic would you wish for me to explore in my next podcast episode? And then I just perceive what I received coming back in response. So I'm getting that message, the second two human design arrows. So last week, I did an episode about two of the four human design arrows or transformations. And so there are two left that she's saying, please do an episode on those second two arrows. And we'll leave a link in the show notes to these episodes. So what is a pain point then you have that you're hoping this episode could help you alleviate? She's saying, I'm not setting my intentions correctly. And so one of the arrows is your manifestation arrow, and it guides you to the right way to set intentions. I'm also receiving from her that she's not taking in information and consuming information correctly. And the awareness arrow points you to how you learn, take in, and then recall information. Okay, perfect. So, soul client, what are your desires? What would be a way this episode could help you reach your desires? It would help me to live a life more aligned, more fulfilled, more successful in terms of manifestation. And I would feel an energetic harmony in ways that I don't have today. I feel out of alignment. Okay. Thank you. And what do you need from me on a soul level, soul client avatar? I really need you to show me how my energy really works, because right now I'm fighting it. I'm fighting against it. And I want to be led to my energetic harmony and alignment. Oh, dear soul client, you've come to the right place. This is what I live to do for all the members of my community who feel the same way. So maybe that's you and you are relating. So next week, you will find this episode in your inbox. So please be on the lookout for it. All right, my dear ones. So to give a little recap of today's episode, organic leads are never really done for you, and you will get such a huge return on investment by carving out some time each week to do some prospecting, reach out to prospective clients, but also please reach out to prospective partners and reach out to people and pitch yourself to add value to their communities. And really, really, I do recommend creating some sort of CRM system so you can track this, get little automated reminders, and when it's time to reach out to someone again. And my invitation for you this week is to take a look at your current CRM of tracking organic leads and ask yourself, how can I up-level this? Carve out at least one time per week to be your time for doing organic leads prospecting and see what you can do to up-level your CRM system. And then try this little organic spark exercise where you think about a client, a current or past client, where you've had a really deep, true connection, or at least a sort of deep, true connection. Connect to that and ask it to be your guide to create something juicy for your potential soul clients. All right, guys, that's a wrap for this week. If you were loving on this episode, and I hope you were, head on over to the show notes. You'll find a link to leave us a rating and review. And it's truly how more people can find us. It's how we grow. And I will read your lovely words on the air. And as always, until next time, may your soul guide the way. Are you ready to deepen your connection to your intuitive gifts? Then it's time for 10 High Vibe Minutes, the ultimate daily mindfulness practice for soul-guided leaders and entrepreneurs. In only 10 minutes per day, you'll keep your energy high vibe and aligned to your highest dreams while transforming your daily practice into a powerful tool to manifest big wealth and abundance. Get free access now on my website, alisonscammell.com, or in the show notes.